Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord. When you pray, or in praying, do not babble like the pagans do. It's not about our eloquence. It's not about the many words we use. It is not even about the length of time. All of these are beautiful, but what is important is our attention, our love, and our faith, which we bring into this business of praying. Our attention, our love, and our faith. How attentive am I when I'm praying? You know, many of us struggle with distractions when we want to pray. Just like on a day you say to yourself, you're going to fast. That's the day you get so hungry. On the day you say you want to pray, that's when all kinds of thoughts will fly through your head. But then we have to gather all our senses, the faculties of the mind, the memory, the mind, our thoughts, bring them together. Attention. What about love? Devotion. Our devotion in praying. For instance, it says, "Hallowed be thy name." How much is my love for God when I'm praying? And my faith, what is the positivity within me when I pray? Do I sometimes have doubt, which akens to distractions? So all of this put together is what makes prayer efficacious, potent. It's not going to be easy, but it's always an exercise we do. The more you do something, the more you struggle, the more you work at it, the more perfect you become at it. So we must always remember that our Father is more of a structure. And Jesus concludes, how can you say you're praying and you have malice with your brother, with your sister? You have not been able to forgive. It doesn't work that way, so to say. If we must pray, let us come with a clean heart, with devotion, and with faith, and with strong attentiveness or attention.